Go ahead. I go say to go to Hanukkah. So we go to Hanukkah. So Hanukkah has two mitzvahs, two main mitzvahs. One mitzvah is Kosneus, and the other mitzvah of Hanukkah is Hallel. And we have to understand why these are the two mitzvahs of Hanukkah, Neros and Hallel. Hashem Shmuel says we have to go back to the original beginning, the beginning of everything. Because according to Hasidus, if you want to understand something, you have to go to the Shoresh, you have to go to the root. The Shoresh, you know, then you understand everything about the thing. Like you'll have the science, if you know DNA, you know the DNA, then you understand what's going on with the cell. To go to the Shoresh. So, the Shoresh of the whole thing between Am Yisrael and the Am Yavon really goes back to Noach. Goes back to Noach, begins by Noach. Noach was naked after the flood. So Chom looked at Noach and he came out and he made a dirty joke. Shem and Yafes, they took Simla, they took a cloak and they walked, says the Elch Acharanis, and Pnei Acharanis, they walked backwards, the face was backwards. Eves had been Logo, they didn't see the nakedness of their father, by Chasu, and they covered this Eves Aviem. So really, Shem and Yafes, they did the opposite of Chom. Chom sinned on two levels. Chom sinned, first of all, he looked with his eye, and he sinned with his eye. And Chom, Vayaged Le'echa Bachutz, he spoke about it. Sinned with his pet. Shem and Yafes, they fixed that sin of their brother Chom. They didn't look at the nakedness of their father, and they didn't talk about it. They didn't talk about it. So the Masakin, the Ayin and the Peh. The Masakin, the Ayin and the Peh. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave a blessing, Noah gave a blessing to them as a prophet. He said, Yafta Lokim Liefes, the Yishgon Baalishem. God will give beauty to Yefes, and he will dwell in the tents of Shem. And Hashem, Baruch Hu, will give a blessing to Yefes of Yofi, of beauty, and he will give a blessing to Shem by Yishkon Baal Hashem. He will dwell in tents of Shem. And Yefes, we know, is the great great grandfather of Yavon. Yavon comes from Yefes, and all of Yavon, the whole ancient Greece culture, is founded on the value of beauty. Beauty. Adayom Azeh, nothing is as beautiful as Greek art, what they call the classical lines. Anything is just something that's a classical look about it, a classical feel about it, means it's Greek. It's like the ancient Greek. Beautiful architecture, beautiful music, everything, beautiful dress, classical. Classical Greek Yavon, you know, Yofi. Yaf Elokim Liefes. Hashem gives Yofi, gave beauty to Yefes. The Yishkon Baal Hashem. He dwells in the tents of Shem. So it means that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the blessing of the eye to Yefes. But the eye is the most sensitive organ in the human body to beauty. Appreciation of beauty comes primarily through the eyes. The eye, people look at beautiful things and they appreciate them. The eye is the main organ of the sense of beauty. And Yafes, Yavan, is given that bracha of Yofi, of an ayin, of seeing beautiful things. Now, if Yafes was given the blessing of the ayin, which was the mitzvah which they fulfilled, encounter distinction, the chum, Shem was also given the blessing of the ayin, of a good eye, say ayin tova. Jewish people have a blessing of an ayin tova, Avram Avinu, having the talmid of shel Avram Avinu, be a student of Avram. What was Avram? Ayin tova, had a good eye. What's the difference between the eye of Yavon and the eye of Avraham, the eye of the of Shem? This eye and that eye. Hanukkah, to look at the neighbors, Hanukkah, look at the eye and look with our eyes. The difference is, where does the eye look to find beauty? What does the eye ponder upon to look for beauty? Yavon looks for beauty on the external side, the external beauty. Has nice form, nice features, is a fei toa, rifas mara, something which looks nice on the outside. A movie star looks nice on the outside. Yofi. But Am Yisrael looks for the beauty which is in the inside. Not in the chitzonius, but in the pnimius. There's a story Shigimar brings of Rabbi Yeshua and the princess. Rabbi Yeshua went to Rome and he had a great debate with the Roman / Greek philosophers, and he was so much more brilliant than they were. Everybody was so excited over the brilliance of Rabbi Yeshua. He was sharper than all the Chachmei Etuna, all the great scholars of Athens. And then the princess says to him, she says, I can't understand how your God, your Almighty God, gave such an incredible, brilliant mind into such an ugly body. Because you don't look like our heroes look. You don't have muscles. You can't run a 4-minute race, a 4-minute mile. You look skinny, you're undernourished, you're weak. You're ugly. How can Hashem, your God, you're so brilliant, you're smarter than anybody in Rome and Athens, Greece. How Hashem put such a brilliant mind, such an ugly body? So he said, Yeshua wasn't insulted at all. He says, my dear princess, where does your father keep the best wine? Well, my father, he has wine 100 years old. This wine is kept in barrels in the cellar. He says, what kind of barrels does your father use for the wine? She says, my father uses wood. And how old is this wood? Wood? It's 100 years old. Very old wood. So he says, well, how do they look so beautiful, that wood? She says, no, not at all. It's 100 years old wood. It doesn't look so nice. So he says, it's not right. The royal winery should be kept inside ugly barrels. Why don't you tell your father to put the wonderful wine that he has into gold barrels, into gold caskets? She says, you know, it makes a lot of sense. So she runs to her father and says, Emperor, why are we keeping the wine in wood? This is the most brilliant man in the world. Rabbi Yeshua said we should put the wine into gold vessels. He says, you're right, I've never thought of it. I don't know, why am I listening to all these stupid winemakers who say keep it in wood, it's not right, an emperor should have gold. So they put all the wine, they took it out of the wood caskets and put it into the gold. A month later, as they make their regular rounds, someone's walking through the cellar. It smells terrible. It doesn't smell like wine. It doesn't smell. It smells. Open up the gold, one of the gold caskets, and they see it's full of mold. It's boiled. It's vinegar. They open up every one of the gold caskets, all turned into vinegar. They run to Rabbi Yeshua and say, what did you do? You told us to take it out of the wood and put it into the gold. He says, well, you asked me why is Hashem put such a beautiful soul into such an ugly body. There's a lesson here. The lesson is, don't look at the outside. Don't look at the barrel. Look what's inside the barrel. Don't use your eyes to look at what's outside. Use your eyes to what's inside. That's where the real thing is. Inside, not outside. What a beautiful story. Ramish says the difference between the iron of Yavon and the iron of Shame. The iron of Yefes and iron of Yefes looks at the external beauty. Inside, they don't look. Shame looks with an iron inside, the internal beauty. The Tzadik HaKohen says, the Gerab HaKavot, Tzadik HaKohen says, you know, if you want to look further than regular, if you want to look a regular distance, you keep your eyes open. If you want to look further than regular distance, you have to start squinting. The more you squint and close your eyes, the further you can see. It means, based upon the law of induction, if the more I squint my eye, the further I can see, then if I close my eyes completely, I can see the furthest. In fact, you know what? If you close your eyes completely, you can see till infinity. Namish to infinity. You can see past the walls. You can see outside the building. You can see into the sky. You can see past the sun, into the stars, past the galaxy, into the next galaxy, into a billion galaxies. Just keep your eyes closed. You can see further and further and further away. It's amazing, the koach of vision when your eyes closed. And you know another chiddush of how far you can see when your eyes are closed. Not only can you see to the end of space outside, much further than the furthest telescope, but you can see a whole world inside. You can see into your neshama. You can see into who you really are. Something you can never see when your eyes are open. When you look at yourself in the mirror, you just see the outside. You close your eyes, you see mamish deep inside. You see how a diamond that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put inside your neshama. This would be seen to close your eyes. So Tzadik Cohen says, a Jew doesn't look with his eyes open. A Jew looks with his eyes are closed. So we daven Shmon Esrei, close our eyes. Never saw a Helek Yid should daven Shmon Esrei with his eyes open, looking around. His eyes are always closed, always looking into a Siddur. When you look into the Siddur, you see the words. And the words take you also deep, deep beyond regular vision. When you don't look into the city, you have to close your eyes. No Helek Yid ever daven with his eyes open, looking around. This is ridiculous. He only sees the room. When you're davening, you see mamish all the space, beyond space. You're into different levels. You're into heavens, the seven heavens. You're up to God's throne. Your eyes have to be closed to see so far. You close your eyes, you can really see. The Jew doesn't see the outside of things. The Jew sees the inside of things. It's the chilek between the iron of Yavon and the iron of Shame. That's why we have the mitzvah of Neiris Chanukah. The mitzvah is to look at the Neiris. It's a very big mitzvah. To sit and look into the Neiris. You sit and you look, because you don't have to be a chassid. All the chassidish rebbes sit and look at Neiris for at least a half an hour. At least a half an hour. Chassidim have a much longer zman. But the brisker is also, the velvet of brisker, not known for being a chassid. Also sad, it's al pi halacha, mechuyev to look at the neighbors for at least a half an hour. And according to the Rav, you have to look at the neighbors as long as they're burning. They're burning for 6 hours, she looks at this, look 6 hours at the net. And what I tell you about both sides, I had a schuss to look at neighbors Chanukah for a half hour at least at a time. Just sit and look. I can tell you about both sides, when you look into Neiris Chanukah and you look for half an hour just into the Neiris, you see mamash from one end of the world to the other. You see not only you see everything till the kisei kavod. You see Yerushalayim, Eir Kodesh. You see Eretz Yisrael. You see the Chashmei Noyim. You see all the big tzaddikim. You see Moshe Rabbeinu. You see Matan Torah. You see everything that you're dreaming about when you look into Neiris Chanukah. Because Neiris Chanukah is Ayin of a Yid. You look, you see, the Hasidim say, the Or of Ner Chanukah, the Or Agonuz, is the secret light of Ma'aseh Bereishis. So it says, Rashi brings it down, the Gemara says, the Zohar says, that the original Or, Kodesh Baruch Hu had in the world before he created the sun and stars on the fourth day. The first 3 days of the Or HaGanuz of the secret light, which was put away for tzaddikim, for Asad Lovo. This secret light is a light that Adam HaRishon used. It says Adam HaRishon used the light of the Or HaGanuz to see in the Sofa Olam Ad Sofa. He could see from one end of the world to the other. And that Or HaGanuz is in the Chanukah. Neiris Chanukah. Neiris Chanukah have Or HaGanuz. The Or of the Ma'aseh Bereishis. It's an Or, it's a light which is not a light to see outside things. It's a light which lets you see inside things. Mamish inside. Hey, tonight, of course, Yud Tet Kislev. So, one never zochar to see the Alter Rebbe. But had a schus on more than one occasion. I was able to see the last of Babichi Rebbe, schus of Yogan the Lenu. And I can tell you, Babichi Rebbe, schus Yogan the Lenu, he had eyes which saw mamash into your neshama. He literally, I never had that experience with any other human being in the world. That when he looked at me, he looked through me. He didn't look at me. He looked through me. It was the most frightening experience that you can imagine. It was like having someone's eyes go through your whole face and look at the wall behind you. When he looked at me, I could tell he was seeing the wall behind my head. He looked right through me. Never had such an experience in my life, but I did it more than once. Every time I went to him, he had eyes that looked into me and through me. He saw the pnimius of a yid. Tonight, we had the privilege of hearing Rabbi Groner, the Rebbe's personal secretary, said the following story. He said they were staying with the Rebbe on. The Rebbe was giving out dollars. And 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, every 2 seconds another Jew comes and gives him a dollar for good tzedakah. Then a certain woman comes and she says, Rebbe, I have to ask you a question. I can't control myself. She says, please ask me the question. And she says, I've been in line now for 2.5 hours. I finally got to you. I am ready to faint. I'm ready to platz. 2.5 hours on the line. It was a hot day. 70, it's 98 degrees and standing in line getting a dollar, and I'm platzing, I'm ready to faint. You, Rebbe, you're standing here for 5 hours. I see you fresh. I see you just like the first minute you started. You're not tired. I can't understand this. Can you explain it to me? Rebbe says, my dear Jewish woman, I want to ask you a question. Maybe my question will answer your question. So let me give you a following situation. Someone took you, the most richest man in the world, Bill Gates, took $46 billion and turned it into diamonds. Yes, thousands and thousands of diamonds. In the room, he says, go into the room and start counting the diamonds. Every diamond you count, you can keep. Okay, puts you into the room. First half hour, count the diamonds quickly. Yeah. Every diamond's worth $1,000. 1, 2, 3, 4. Half hour's up. Bill Gates says, I'll give you another half hour to count diamonds. To count the diamonds. She says, yeah. 2, 3, 4. She's counting diamonds. After another half an hour, she has 2,000 diamonds. She counts in an hour. Worth $2 million. Okay, it says time is up. I'm going to give you a nice, I'll give you another half hour. Please give me another half hour. And again, and again. And as 3 hours are up, and he says, I'll give you another hour to count. Are you going to say, I'm tired, I'm platzing, it's 98 degrees, I have no more koach, get me out of here? And you say, yeah, give me another hour. I want to count another hour of diamonds. What are you going to say? The Rebbe asked the lady. She says, Rebbe, of course I'm going to say another hour. I'm going to count another hour. I'm going to get another 2,000 diamonds. Every hour is another $2 million. Of course. So the Rebbe says, the time that you comes to me is a diamond. I'm counting the diamonds. So for today, I've had 6,000 diamonds come to me. Have another 2,000, 3,000 will come. I'm counting diamonds. I can't get tired. Rebbe says. Because the Rebbe looked into you. He saw into you. Didn't look on the outside. He saw deep inside. He saw that you're taka diamonds. So every Jew is a diamond. Inside, deep inside. That's why he was counting diamonds when he met a Jew. Because he had the iron. Iron of shame. The Yishkon Ba'olei Shame. That the iron of shame is, sees the Shechina in every Yid. Sees the Shechina Kadosh. It's counting diamonds. When you see a Yid, it's a diamond. It's a diamond. Said very well, Grona. He says, we're not trying to bring Yiddishkeit to people. Chas v'sholem. We're just showing people who they really are. They're diamonds. You should know they're a diamond. That's what Chassidus says. That's the message. You're a diamond. So that's the first bracha of shame. The iron. To look inside. The second bracha of shame compared to Yavon is the pet. Yavon. Yepes. The beautiful pet. Beautiful words. Greek plays. Shakespeare, Hamlet, beautiful words. Julius Caesar, beautiful words. The past, gorgeous. Yeah. And Torah, Lahavdol Elef Hevdolim, is also beautiful words of Torah. It's a brach of the past. What's the difference? But Yavon, it's Yavdol Kim Liefes, it's the beauty of the mouth, the beauty of the words, the human expression. And by shame, it's v'yishkon v'olei shame. It's a Kodesh Baruch who's in the words. And what's the difference between these words and those words? The difference of both sides is who takes credit for the words? Whose words are the words? Whose words? You know, there's a very great scientist. His name was Halley. he figured out, he once saw a comet in the sky. And he figured out, based upon how that comet was traveling through the sky, 73 years later, and 222 days, the comet's going to come back. All of science is waiting 73 years to see this comet come back. It came back. So the whole world said, Halley was long dead. The whole world said, what a genius. He saw the thing in the sky, and it came back exactly when he predicted 73 years, 222 days, 22 hours, and 10 minutes. Mamish on the button. What a genius! You know what? We're going to call the comet Halley's Comet. Halley's Comet. Rabosai. When we see a comet, we say, Baruch Ato Hashem! Elokeinu Melech HaOlam She'osa Maaseh Bereishis. It's your comet. I want to thank you for letting me see and discover your comet. It's not Halley's comet. Doesn't belong to the people who found it. It belongs to the Ribono Shel Olam, and the Ribono Shel Olam gave us the merit to see it. When the Goyim say there was a great genius named Newton, and this he found certain laws of gravitation, they say, Newton's laws of gravitation. Newton's laws? God's laws of gravitation. The Ribono Shel Olam, the Bola Olam, he made those laws. Newton had a sechus. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the merit that he could discover HaKadosh Baruch Hu's laws. When a Talmud Chacham learns Torah, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me the merit that I can discover what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Asher Bochum Bonu Mikol HaAmim V'nosan Lonu Es Torah So. It's his Torah. And as the Rav Rabbi Salvation used to say, that when I learned Torah, the Ribono Shel Olam, the Nosan HaTorah is teaching it to me, mamish, at this second I hear him, I see him, he's sitting here at the table, he's my Chavusa and my Rebbe teaching me Torah. That's what the Jew says. That's the Jewish mouth. The Jewish mouth says, Avada, we discover wonderful things in Torah, but we give credit to the Ribono Shel Olam. We're just receivers of the Torah. It's not our Torah. We didn't create the Torah. We're privileged that we can share in the Torah Hashem. Not like La'avdil Elef Evdolim. Yavon claims that they own the science that they discover. It's their science. It's Halley's Comet. It's Newton's laws. It's Einstein's theory of relativity. It's not, it's God's. That's the difference. The Yavon, unfortunately, it's beautiful, but it produces many times Gaiva. It's theirs. The Torah, the beauty of Torah, produces anivus, produces humility, humbleness. Again, it's not the chilik. The chilik is inside. What does it mean, inside? Yavon means I'm a Balgaiva. I'm great. I'm getting a Nobel Prize in science. It's my discovery. Torah, it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu's discovery. Inside. Inside we know. Torah Hashem. It gives us the merit, the privilege to share in His infinite knowledge, infinite wisdom, into Anivus. That's why Yavon, unfortunately, the Yavon mentality can breed a tyranny. Because Gaiva of the scientist quickly becomes the Gaiva of the politician and the president or the emperor. They become tyrants, colonialists, imperialists, and they have superiority complex, become racists, and step on everybody else. that Am Yisrael is Anivus, Anivus. Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest Jew, was the honor of me called Adam, the most humble and humility. David HaMelech, the greatest Jewish king, was the greatest honor of. Hillel HaZaken, the greatest Tana, was the greatest honor of the Anivus of Hillel. Rashi HaKadosh, the greatest passion, says over and over again, in any other day, I don't know, I'm an Anav, I'm humble. And if you read the Rambam, the greatest Posek who ever lived is so humble in his writings and his letters. Mamish. That's the Chilek. And I was once Zoche, that I was with Moshe Feinstein, Zechei Tzad Avrocha, the greatest Posek of the generation. And I had the privilege to ask him a few kashas, and he told me some terutzin, and then he says, I'd like you to write me letters. I want to have a correspondence with you in Torah. The Gadol HaDor Mamish wants to have a correspondence with a simple yeshiva boy learning in the Beis HaMedrash. I thought he was, I couldn't understand it, so I didn't take him up. I said, I'd waste his time in writing him letters. That's the Gadol HaDor, he's an Anav. Teaches Torah to young boys. Anav. It's humble. And he says, Mitalmida Yosef Mekulam. He wants a letter from a yeshiva boy. You should write letters to the Gedolim. You'll be answered. I know people who have hundreds of letters from Reb Chaim Kanievsky. The Gedolim like to learn Torah with simple Jews. They're nothing. They don't need Nobel Prizes. It's the Chochmah of the Rav Kor of the Rambam. Rambam writes Mor Nevuchim, Sof Yediya She'ein Kan Yediya. Ultimate knowledge is you'd say, I don't know. The two most important words in becoming wise is, I don't know. I want to know. I want someone to explain it to me. I have to figure this out. What's all of Torah all about? To try to understand something. Vim Toma V'yesh Loma, the whole Tosfos, this question, I don't understand. So he says, Kosher. And then he says, maybe after a lot of work, there'll be a V'yesh Loma. And it's interesting. Tosfos' answers are, Tosfos doesn't say, this is the answer. V'yesh Loma. You could say. Even the answer is only a suggestion. You could say, he says, V'yesh Loma. V'im Toma. If you will ask, V'yesh Loma. Such an anivus. That's the Chochmah of Torah. So both say, this is the two mitzvahs of Chanukah. The mitzvah of the Ayin. To see the Neirus, to see the Pnimius, not look at Chitzonius, to look inside, to close the eyes, and to look deep. By the way, when you look at Neirus Chanukah, you should squint. Try to close your eyes all the way. You see amazing things in the Neir Chanukah when you start squinting, closing your eyes. And when you learn Torah, remember, it's Torah Hashem. Hashem shares the Torah with us. And the Im Toma, I have to understand. I don't understand. I'm humble. I don't understand. I want to understand. Please, Hashem, help me understand. You're the only one who can make me understand. I can't figure it out on my own. I'm a nothing. I just need you to turn on, to open the light, to give me the light of Torah. This is the idea of Talmud Torah. Anivus. Not Halley's Comet. Hashem's Comet. Not Newton's laws, Hashem's laws. Yishtaki b'zocher, when we say Hallel with our peh, when we say the Hallel for Chanukah, and we light the Neirus Chanukah, we should be zocher for the Ayin Tova, the good eye of Avraham, the eye which sees that every Jew is a diamond, every Jew is mamish a diamond, and I'm also a diamond because I'm a Jew, I'm also a diamond, and everybody's a diamond. And we should speak humbly V'yesh lomar, maybe you can say, and never say, I'm right, maybe I have an idea, maybe it's right. We should be taka zocha to the ayin tova, and the peh tov, the good eye, the good mouth, we be zocha for the mitzvahs of Chanukah, for the ol ha'gonus, for the hidden light of Chanukah, which will show us the sofa olamat sofo, and show us the gula shalem mehev amen.
Amen.
Now, Botai, we have a very great privilege by our Talmud, Memon, Shaul Gromer, his mother's yard side is tonight.
Not tonight,
And he's
not ready tonight.
He's giving us su'uda for the Aliyas HaNeshama. And he's going to be making a siyum for her memory, and he's going to say some different Torah. So we'll hear the siyum. I'll transfer the floor to Shaul, and we'll participate in the Suda's mitzvah.